This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he's not talking to investigators in a civil probe of his business dealings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than an hour after arriving at the New York Attorney General's office for a deposition, Trump announced he'd invoked the Fifth Amendment and would not answer questions under oath. The probe involves allegations that Trump's company exaggerated the value of prized assets to mislead lenders and tax authorities. He denies it, calling the investigation an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt. While he has defended himself in public statements, legal experts said that same strategy could backfire in a deposition, since anything Trump said could be used in a separate criminal investigation by Manhattan's district attorney. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House said it would not be appropriate to comment on any ongoing investigations in reference to the FBI search at Trump's private club and residence in Florida. Trump characterized the search as an unannounced raid. There has been no comment from the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Justice Department, and the contents of the search warrant have not been revealed. Ukraine's Air Force says 9 warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack. That would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia has denied any aircraft was damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Ukrainian officials have stopped short, though, of publicly claiming responsibility for the explosion while poking fun at Russia's explanations that munitions caught fire and blew up. This is VOA News. A plane carrying around 300 Afghans who worked for Spain and their families was due to arrive in Madrid from Pakistan Wednesday, 1 year since the Taliban's return to power in Kabul. Foreign Minister Jose Manuel Albares will be on hand to welcome the flight, which is part of the government's efforts to, quote, evacuate the staff which cooperated with the Spanish authorities in Afghanistan, end quote, the foreign ministry said in a statement. Like other Western nations, Spain in August 2021 rushed to evacuate Afghans who helped Spanish troops and diplomats as Taliban insurgents made rapid territorial gains across Afghanistan. According to the latest weekly pandemic report released by the World Health Organization, the number of coronavirus deaths fell by 9% in the last week, while new cases remained relatively stable. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The UN Health Agency says there were more than 14,000 COVID-19 deaths in the last week and nearly 7 million new infections. The Western Pacific reported a 30% jump in cases, while Africa reported a 46% drop, as has the Americas and the Middle East. WHO says deaths rose in the Middle East, but were dropping significantly in Africa and less so in Europe and the Americas. It, however, cautions its assessment of COVID-19 trends remains compromised by countries dropping many efforts and relaxing pandemic controls. Charles de la Desma, London.
Kenyans were waiting Wednesday for the results of a close presidential election where turnout was lower than usual. Tuesday's vote was likely the final try by longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga, who on his fifth attempt was backed by former rival and outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta. The other top contender is Deputy President William Ruto, who fell out with the president earlier in their decade in power. In an AP interview, political analyst Leila Mohammed says local and regional media sources are saying the Kenya vote is very tight.
Whilst IBC itself is yet to make any announcements on the presidential election, independent media entities and others are releasing provisional results, and we can see that this is neck and neck. The figures keep on fluctuating with each and every second.
In Italy, Giorgio Meloni, leader of the far-right Brothers of Italy, has sought to detoxify the country's post-fascist movement, and in doing so has brought it to within touching distance of power. Meloni's party tops opinion polls, and she enjoys the highest ratings of any party chief. The 45-year-old has brought together many voters dissatisfied with the status quo. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.